Luckily, you can warm up every morning with a belly laugh with Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. But hurry, Subway's new steak with caramelised onion relish sub will warm you up. But it's only around for a limited time at participating restaurants. So grab one today.
We have so much fun when we're at Mount Buller, both at night time and the daytime. Could we start these at more sort of 7:30-ish?
Well, what,
I'm okay with 6, that's our job, and we rock up at 6.
Yeah.
Oh, what a professional.
I mean, Fev and I would argue we were both professionals last night. I know we were having such a great time here at Buller yesterday afternoon. Then we went to the Black Cockatoo for an amazing dinner.
Oh, God, the chalet.
Now, boys, I won't lie. I reckon it was about 9:30. I said, I'm going to leave. I've got a four-year-old to go and put down to bed. I was a bit late for her. What was the finish time for you two?
Just checking. 10:30.
Yeah, no, he's a consummate professional, Brendan. He really is. I reckon compared to last year, where
last year
we'll
I didn't get to bed at all,
a bit more up and about.
Last year, I was back in the studio, and I think at about this time, we had two producers running around on Bourke Street trying to find Brendan Favola because he was MIA.
Yes, it was my first trip to Buller, and why wouldn't you start early, Byron? 6 o'clock.
Love it.
Finish at 9. More time to get on the slopes.
Yeah,
so am I reading into this, Fev? You don't know what time Byron finished up?
No, he came with me.
We came back
together.
With Fev and Alex,
his wife. After each other.
With Alex.
It's great.
Schnooksy.
Alex being here, let's be honest,
freezing out
has
there
really helped us keep things
on
track.
She wanted to stay. She was keen as mustard.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We came up here yesterday afternoon. We had an amazing time on the slopes. Fev, this is your first time skiing. We'll get to that a bit later. But I know that you've come here, and is it okay if I say this in the nicest possible way? Because I do love you as a dear friend. You're a tiny bit cranky.
Yes, I'm a bit upset this morning because yesterday somehow I have to drive, so I've taken along Byron and also Nikki Markovic, our newsreader. And Nikki did send a text message the day before and said she's got a lot of stuff because she's a snowboarder.
Oh,
right. So I was
like,
oh, okay. So when I was packing, I didn't pack a suitcase. I just packed two pairs of jeans, one that I was already wearing.
Yeah.
So one pair of jeans and one T-shirt for today.
Mm-hmm.
And some aftershave.
That's good. That's efficient packing.
So I didn't want too much room to be taken up in the boot.
Of course.
Because I knew Nikki had her snowboard, and I knew she'd have one, obviously, bag.
She's a girl.
She's girl. And then I thought, well, she said she's got a lot of, you know what, and I'm like, well, that might mean a little bit more. And I know Alex is coming, and Byron, he could pack his suitcase. I don't know what he packs in there.
Can we just talk about when he was on the snow yesterday? He didn't have a snow jacket on, just a vest, because you were going for the look?
I was going for a certain look, and then there was a blizzard, so that wasn't ideal.
It was very cold,
but
it was beautiful up there. They looked after us with Mount Buller with lots of beautiful jackets and nice pants. I might run with that back in Melbourne.
With your buff head sunglasses.
With my buff head sunglasses on. wasn't the right... They're on point, but just the wrong timing, I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
But anyway, I got up this morning and I went down to brush my teeth. Forgot to pack up a toothbrush, Byron.
No.
Oh, that's a rookie error, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And it makes it very uncomfortable because teeth are one of the most important things to brush. And I've just got a new tooth. So I'm like, ooh. So I use my finger and I made up for it, but things...
By rubbing your teeth with your finger?
Yeah, well, how else am I supposed to do it, Byron?
Well, it's a magnificent chalet here. They've probably got one of those little kits.
No, they don't.
No, they don't have any kits.
So that's the only thing they've ever done wrong, because they're an outstanding chalet.
I don't know why you'd bring that up, because there obviously weren't any.
Do you know what I often do when I've done that, is I just wet the face washer, and with the face washer, give them a really good rub.
Well... There was a face washer in there, but when you have a wife, they take their makeup off with it.
Right.
So I had makeup all over
okay,
it.
So that's...
Yes. But
so
anyway, so I lost my tooth.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
Your tooth.
I mean, my tooth.
We actually lost your tooth in Bali, and now you've lost your toothbrush at Buller.
I've had a bad week.
Can I make a deduction here, Fev? So essentially, really, the burden of bringing Byron led you to forget your toothbrush.
Yeah, that's my fault. Sorry, mate.
I'm just going to say.
Because I didn't pack normally.
Yeah, exactly. You're rushed. You know, you've got a big, lanky man in the car. He's going to take up room. Oh, I see what's happening
here. He took up a lot of room.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this is what Fev said he wanted to do. Things you forgot when you go away. I mean, he's forgotten his toothbrush.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Best conditions of the season today. We had a lot of snow fall yesterday. It's going to be a great day today at Mount Buller. You can plan a snow escape to Mount Buller today at mtbuller.com.au. That's where we have our annual snow escape here, and we love it. 131060 is our number.
Yeah, so got up this morning, guys, and I was in my thinking booth, the shower, and I did look down at the sink, and I thought to myself, I didn't bring my toothbrush because I brought up Nikki Markovic and Byron Cook yesterday. And Nikki did say to me, she's got a lot of stuff. So all I did was pack a pair of jeans, a T-shirt. Didn't want to put anything in the boot because I wanted everyone to feel comfortable on the way up. But I forgot my toothbrush.
I know. See, it's
this should be a show called that.
Nikki, are you aware you're the reason why Fev can't brush his teeth today?
Apparently so. I didn't realise the toothbrush was bigger than about, what, 10 centimetres?
Very good point, Nikki.
I was going to mention that, but he hadn't eaten yet. So I was really just pacing myself with how much flack I was going to give him at the time.
It's not about the size of the toothbrush, Nikki. It's about preparing yourself, packing, because I was all rattled.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I
don't know what to take in. I was taking stuff out of the boot. Kids had got crap all over it.
I'm
taking certain things out, and I went, okay, well, what do I need? All I need is a change of clothes for the next day because I'm going back because it's Lenny's birthday today, and happy birthday to Lenny, my beautiful daughter, and we're heading straight back. No toothbrush was thought of.
Yeah, exactly.
Until this morning.
Look, it's true that when you go away, sometimes you forget phone chargers, you forget your phone, you forget things that are really handy. But we've got Mandy from Hampton Park.
Really handy.
Hi, Mandy.
Did you forget anything that was quite handy, Mandy?
Well, we were going camping at the Lawn Festival a couple of years ago, and while we were putting our tents up, we've realised we've left our tent pegs behind.
Oh, well, okay. Well, no, that's essential. I mean, Mandy, if we're talking about on the level of, if it was a scale of things that you really need, toothbrush would be right down the bottom, but tent pegs to put your tent up, that would be
terrible.
Your holiday.
No.
You can always sleep in your car, Boxy.
We ended up sleeping inside the tent with the tent on top of us.
<That's> just it's a blankie.
Pretty much.
Yep, there we go.
It was pretty much, essentially, it was a swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go camping without 10
pegs. You know what a swag is?
Yeah, that's, it's like a sleeping bag.
Yeah, that's what, it was like, pretty much a tent.
Yeah, that, Waltz and Matilda, that guy, he had a swag.
Yeah, he had a jolly swag.
He was by the pillar box. Andrew from Keilor Downs. Hi, Andrew.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Fev's forgotten his toothbrush. It's caused no end of drama this morning. What have you forgotten, Andrew?
Well, I went away for a week in King Valley, about four hours away from Melbourne, and the local town was about two hours away from where we were camping. And as we were unpacking the stuff, our stuff the next day, I forgot all my undies for a week, so I had to drive back 2 hours to the local town to get a set of undies.
You can go without undies.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd say that. I love Andrew because he knew he needed undies. Fev, I knew you wouldn't need undies.
How has this become a competition as to, like, whose item is more valuable to lose? Like, I'm just saying,
would you drive back 2 hours to get a pair of undies when you don't need them anyway?
Don't you remember when we first met Fev, Byron, and he wasn't wearing undies?
Yeah, no, he loves the free ball.
We tried to really encourage, as part of a team ethic, we would all like everybody in the team to wear underpants.
Well, excuse my language, but his ass was hanging out half the time. It was offensive.
No, I wouldn't have said that.
Probably wouldn't have said that.
Okay. Tegan in Sunbury. Hi, Tegan.
Hi, how are you going, guys?
Yeah, we're okay, Tegan. Well, we're loving life because we're at Mount Bullard.
Everyone's going nuts.
Yeah.
But Tegan, what have you forgotten?
So, you know what it's like with kids in a mad rush, packing bags, putting them in the car. Well, me and my partner, we packed the car up, heading up to Tuka, get to Shepparton, and we forgot to pick the kids up from daycare.
Oh, that's got to win. That's outstanding.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Are you smarter than...
I know we got the Rent-A-Crad. Have we paid them yet? Like, are they... Because it feels like they might need some inspiration.
Hey, we'll give you $5 if you make a bit more noise.
There we go.
Fev will cover
that. There we go. That's more like it. Now we've got Joseph from Forknot on the line. Hi, Joseph. Joseph, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm
here.
I can see you there.
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, we're at Mount Buller. There might be a slight delay on the lines.
Normally I'm paddling back in Melbourne and I'm flawless and make no mistakes, so just bear with whoever's doing that.
Now, Joseph, we've had a big afternoon on the slopes. The powder's amazing. We could be a bit under the weather. So who would you like to try and destroy with your knowledge?
I think I'll try Fev.
Beautiful.
Here we go, okay. Yeah. Had his first skiing lesson yesterday, so we'll hear all about that very shortly.
Thief, this is a winter edition of Are You Smarter Than?
Oh, I like it. Themed editions for Are You Smarter Than. Now, he's without toothbrush, Joseph, so he's a bit fiery this morning.
No, I'm okay. I brushed my teeth with my finger.
You do, and you've had a few croissants.
They didn't have toothbrushes back in the 1700s, did they?
No, you're right. You raise a great point.
They also had dental issues back then.
Okay, now how much is this worth today? $100. Oh, that's right. I lost yesterday. Well, I didn't.
You're in the car, remember, when you were late?
Weird delay.
Anyway.
Okay, Joe v. Feb. Question one. Name the snowman from the movie Frozen.
Olaf.
Wow. That was extraordinary. Damn. It's okay, Joseph. You've got a chance to get back in.
One of my favourite movies.
This is interesting. I don't know the answer to this. Question two. How many sides does a snowflake have?
What? Eight?
No, it's not eight.
Six?
Yes! Well done! Joseph, you're back in it.
What, there was an art?
Well, no, it could have been anything.
You can look at a snowflake, it's either six or eight. Depends how big it is.
That depends who drew the snowflake, to
That's
be honest.
Exactly right. That's a stupid question.
Drawing of a snowflake.
Who made that? Who thought of that? Tim James.
Paddles. We call him Paddles.
Mate, Paddles is up here telling everyone his brother's a world champion snowboarder. It's like, I've had enough of it, mate.
Which he is. Scotty James.
Yeah,
look
Scotty
him up.
James.
Okay, next question.
Okay, question three.
Oh, shivers.
What have you just done?
Whoops.
We might have to go to one of the
just
other questions.
Just read the question. Someone will get it.
Which Winter Olympic sport is the movie Cool Runnings about?
Tobogganing.
Bobsled.
Oh, no, it's bobsled.
Good. Does that mean Joseph won?
Joseph won. Unfortunately, the third question Fief has was...
Well, we had which Australian is the current snowboard world champion, and you just said his name, Byron, just before the question.
Well done, Joseph. He's won $100 and a $100 glue store voucher there, Fev. So Fev's already flat.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fun and games here on the slopes. We are live at Mount Buller. Great ski conditions today as well. It's one of the best days of the season so far.
Yeah, it is. Now, yesterday when we were leaving work, there was a suggestion, and it was said on air, that you two were going to continue with your campaign to go nude. Now, you have been nude in a bath together. You did a nudie run of the Botanical Gardens, and there was a suggestion that you were going to go nude tobogganing.
There was, Boxy, and we thought we'd keep the trend going, and also had Larry Emder on earlier in the week, and we tried to get to Sydney to have a nudie run with him because he did say that on his show on Tuesday, but he backed down.
Weak.
So we come up to Buller, and I thought, why not get nude with Byron?
There are a lot of reasons
toboggan
to not do it.
One reason that I wasn't even aware of at the time when it was about to happen, and we're going to play out what happened on the slopes. Picture this. While this was happening, there was a boardroom full of the Mount Buller board. Now, these people, high-level executives, they meet every 6 months for high-powered meetings about the mountain. And full, clear glass, Perspex windows. They viewed everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Phone calls have been made. People's jobs
have been lost.
It's a
wonder we're even going to play this, but let's hit play on it right now.
Now.
Can I ask a couple of things, Fev?
Yes, my friend.
When we did the nude hiking, there's about one other person with us taking photos and taking a video. Why are there about nine people around us? Why is there an entourage? Why is Pearl Box here? Why is Fifi watching us? Why is Trixie here? It's the weirdest thing. This is, doesn't make any sense.
Where is all this occurring? Where am I actually getting changed? Where's the change room?
Just here. I'm ready to go. I'm just going to strip, get off, and go. Well, it's going to be freezing otherwise.
What about the paper G?
I'm like, don't wear it. Who cares?
This is ridiculous.
Where's my toboggan? Yeah, you hurry up, my friend, because I've been standing here. It's -4 degrees.
Why are we doing this?
And I am freezing. Hurry up!
Hang on!
Hurry up! I'm freezing!
Oh my god, it's cold! All right. This is the most ridiculous thing we've ever done. Ready, set, go! Oh! We're away! Come on! Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ! Please, let me put this away! Oh, thanks for the boots! What about some pants? What moron gave me boots? Where are my pants? Fev won. Alright, so that was, other than humiliating, it was also a win for Fev in one of the most stupid things we've ever done.
That was so much fun.
Sorry I kept you hanging a bit. I was just trying to get all my stuff together.
That's all right. I didn't shrink. It got bigger. I was weird.
Oh.
Can't believe that made it to the...
so much.
That last bit was a private chat.
A couple of things. You've never whinged more than when you're naked, Byron. Like when you get nude,
he does whinge a lot.
You just really whinge.
And when he's doing it, he loves it.
I know, you do love it.
I've got to admit, there is a part of me that finds it strangely enjoyable.
And do you know what I really enjoy about it? And you know, I'm usually at these things, aren't I? I'm usually commentating. I would have been saying what I was seeing. I am so proud that to date I have yet to see either of you naked. I had my back turned. I couldn't. I just feel like we can't move forward.
Oh, the day you peeked over the shoulder.
I did not.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
We love it hitting the slopes, and the conditions are absolutely sensational. The powdery snow and Trixie.
See it out there now.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Trixie, 4 years old, and she had her very first skiing lesson yesterday. Now, when we booked it in, we didn't realise, Fev, that you have never skied before.
Yes, never skied before, because back when I played, I got drafted in year 11. So year 12, we had an outdoor red camp here, but in my contract, you're not allowed to ski. So I had to sit in one of these rooms and just watch everyone ski, but you had to cover the path.
Yeah, of course.
So I'd never skied before.
That's sad. That's no good.
But it was amazing.
So there was Trixie, all of, what is she? She's tired.
She's 3'7".
She's tired.
Yeah, 3'7".
And Brendan Favola. Two of them, their own exclusive little ski lesson. Let's hear how it went.
I was Cocky the...
We'll have a listen.
I think Trixie was Possum.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, here we are at the Yoplait Petit Miam Bulla Kids Centre for what will be a ski lesson for both Trixie Box, age 4, and Brendan Favola, mature age.
Hey, Trix, what do you reckon we just build snowmen? Because I reckon I'll probably win. So.
Already a sense of competition between the two of them.
Oh, cute. Look, Trix, here's your bib. Do you want me to put it on?
About to put my one on as well. I'm not sure how this is going to fit, but I feel like I'm about to enter the Nutri-Grain Ironman, but I'm on the snow.
They've deemed Fev a brown cockatoo level 5, and they've given Trixie the level 3 green possum. We can't be having this.
We can't.
So Fifi, Trixie, Lauren, and Fed.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys ready, can you please all point your skis to me? What do you think if we go down the hill, how do we stop? Break.
Good girl, Trix.
Uh-oh.
Now Fed's having some early problems here.
I got it, bro.
You got it, bro?
No. I got it.
Okay, here goes Trixie.
Look at that, my baby. Nice.
You've never seen anyone take to skiing so naturally.
Whoa.
My baby's skiing.
You're doing such a good job. You're going so fast.
Did my baby fall?
Make a snow angel.
Get me up!
Get me up!
Snow angel!
Get me up!
Hey, Trixie Belle, we're going to have a race, and I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to beat you.
Oh, she says no. She's shaking the head.
Let's do it. I'm going to race you down to the bottom.
A little bit of rivalry here.
First one there gets a chocolate sundae.
Trixie Belle, there is a lot on this. You cannot let the family down. This is the beginning.
Hey, you're going down, you little squirt.
This is the beginning of the Box for Vola rivalry.
You're going down.
Okay? Don't let mummy down, okay?
Well, it's not
mummy needs bragging rights.
You're going down, Trixie.
Ready, set, go!
Here's the race. Now, Fev's got off to a bit of a start. I mean, to just defeat a child like this. And Fev, at a halfway down the course, has fallen. And Trixie Box wins the race easily. Fev is on his all fours. That is a disgrace.
Congratulations. You're the winner. There's a lesson to be learned here. Never be too cocky. That's something you don't know how to do.
Ironically, you're dressed as a cocky.
Shut up, Greg.
Fun. It is great fun, though. Seriously, for the kids, Faith, it's such a great setup for the kids here at Mount Buller. The instructors are great. They just have the right tone.
They were so good because I was a bit worried. I thought, we're putting Trixie on skis. She's never been to the snow like this. She's never seen skis before. And they were so gentle and great with her. She loved it. She took to it. It was so great.
We'll put a video up of that one
as well. They treated me really well, too. They treated me like I was a child.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We came up here yesterday. That excitement as you head up the mountain and the snow gets thicker, and then you get here and it's a winter wonderland. It's beautiful. And after hitting the slopes, there was, of course, the ski lesson with Fev and Trixie, and then Byron and Fev new tobogganing. So much activity. We went out for dinner last night to the wonderful restaurant here, the Black Cockatoo. And great. Now, all the Fox crew were there. We had two tables, Fev. We had a table. I'm going to call it our fun time table. And at the head of it, Mr. Brendan Favola.
Yes, fun time table.
And then we had, I say fun time, I was at the other table, so it was just as fun.
The other table?
That table was not fun.
It was Byron and I. No, it was. In fact, you were maybe making all the noise and clearly having a lot of fun, and I heard a lot of the guys ordering lots of drinks. But I was having a great time because it was me, Trixie, my beautiful daughter, my mum, Pearl.
Don't forget Laurie from Mount Buller.
I was getting to that.
One of the great blokes I've ever met.
Laurie, Mr. Really Mount Buller.
He really got around Laurie, didn't he, Byron?
Yeah.
We had a great rapport.
And then, of course, Dave and Katie, beautiful couple, and their gorgeous little 10-month-old son, Felix. So it was like little Felix, Trixie. It was sort of the kids' table.
Our table.
And Byron was at it.
Our table felt like a, you know, Friday after drinks. Yours was let's get the family over for a Sunday roast.
Ours ended up being a bit of a creche by default. But my favourite part of this was Byron trying to have very serious chats with Laurie. And Laurie, of course, knows everything about Mount Buller.
He runs the whole thing.
Yeah,
you were angling for an ambassadorship or something.
And then I saw my daughter, who was sitting next to Byron. She's 4. Gee, she came into her element. She was loving it. She brought her little dog, her stuffed dog, Sunshine, to the table. And Fev, my favourite thing whilst enjoying the food was just watching Trixie whack Byron over the head repetitively with Sunshine the dog.
Sunshine the puppy, I mean, it's like a crate. There's babies over here.
He's coming.
Yeah, it's pretty quite funny.
Boy.
Okay. There was a suggestion that my child may have been a little bit annoyed at the table last night in terms of allowing you to enjoy yourself.
Trixie's adorable. I love Trixie. I've known Trixie from the day she was born. It's just that the little puppy toy is a teeny, teeny bit annoying.
Remember when you and Laurie were really in in-depth conversation about, I don't know, the infrastructure of the mountain, and then Trixie was just creeping up behind you and scraping her nails down the back of your neck.
Sort of undermined my credibility with the guy that runs Mount Buller. To have Puddles the puppy or whatever its name was.
The problem is, Byron, is when at the start, because Byron wanted to be fun uncle, so as soon as we got there, Trixie was there, he went up and started playing with Trixie. Oh, he's playing with the dog. The dog likes to lick Sunshine. Oh. you can't do that when you go out for dinner, because then she's not going to play with you all night.
That's exactly what happened.
Yes. She did. So you dug your own grave, my friend.
You did. Now, 13, 10, 60, I'm the mum, so I'm nervous saying this, but have you had an experience, maybe you're out in public and other people's children were a little bit annoying? Not saying my daughter was annoying.
What are you saying, that Dave from Mount Buller's young son was annoying?
No, Felix was well behaved. Well, hang on, so was Trixie, wasn't she well behaved?
Yeah, I didn't even know she was there.
No,
of course
exactly,
you didn't.
You're
over the other table having good times.
He was having
it's all about
bombs.
Picking the right table.
Okay, 13, 10, 60, call now. Annoying children. We're allowing, you can even dob your own in, let's be honest.
So like when you've been stuck with other people's annoying
children? Yeah, just maybe your friends.
Okay, cool.
Because Byron, you were looking at me across the table a few times, and I know you had that look of, are you going to contain this?
No, and you just kept talking to Pearl.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
3 centimetres of fresh snow in the past 24 hours as Fee's drink flies over my right shoulder there. It's unprofessional. Tonight it will drop to around -7. 4 more lifts open for Saturday as well. Further snowfalls on the horizon. The weekend looks great. So just great conditions here at Buller. We are live.
Yeah, great activities for the day. And then overnight you can sit in the Black Cockatoo restaurant and have a great meal like we did last night. And it was very funny for me to watch Trixie really come out of her shell at the dinner table and relentlessly annoy you, Byron. It was honestly, because we had the banquet, which was fantastic. It was 2 hours of my daughter whacking Byron over the head with a stuffed dog, and I've never been more proud of her.
Yeah, and I was proud because I had a little chat to Trixie after our race, which we had earlier in the day, and I said, I've been with Byron for the last 7 hours at, and I've driven him up the wall, and I tagged her and said, your turn.
And
it worked well.
I was that mum at the table that just goes, oh, she's fine.
She'll be right.
And sometimes you're out and wherever you are and you just go, this kid, why is this annoying kid here, and why is the mum or dad not containing them?
At one point I looked at Trixie and I said, you need to control Sunshine the puppy.
You did.
Because Sunshine the puppy is the problem. Not you, Trixie. You're great, but let's work on Sunshine.
She's amazing. Jess in Pakenham. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Jess, are you dobbing in your own annoying kids?
No, not mine. My mum was at a fruit and veg shop last week, and there was a kid handling the grapes with his mouth.
No. Did your mum, Jess, intervene?
She did, and the mother got really narky with her and just proceeded to play on her phone.
No, yeah. I mean, let's be honest, that's an attention to detail for the shopkeeper too.
Yeah, like, there's a few people that need to step up there.
That's not happening.
But sometimes when you go to a fruit shop, the first place you go to is the grape section.
Yeah, and
you grab a couple.
You do that. Yeah. You don't lick them all and put them back.
I agree, but I'm just saying, just use your hands.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, steal the grapes, just don't lick them and pop them back.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's a line.
Ben in Glen Waverley.
Just don't touch the cherries because they're
too
expensive.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Ben. Have you been irritated by someone else's annoying child?
Technically, they're my mum's annoying child or children. They're 8 and 12, and I'm 20, and I cannot bring a girl home because every time I do, they just get bombarded with questions. It's like having two little interrogators at the dinner table.
Well, these are your younger brothers, Ben.
Yeah, they are. So the
but
questions
Ben,
start
so
really
cute.
Simple. Hi, what's your name? How do you know Ben? Where are you from? And then they get really in-depth really quickly. Are you dating? Do you know Ben's ex-girlfriend? Are you staying the night?
Wow.
And it just goes from there on and on and on for the whole night. So they never come home.
Hey, Ben, I've got a way to fix that, bro.
How do I do that?
Move out. You're 20.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I want to talk sass for a minute. Sass. I just love the word sass. How's this? A text message has gone viral because... You know Uber Eats? You're very familiar with them.
Very, very familiar. I actually that familiar. I order Uber Eats that much. It's a different driver most times.
Yeah.
But they come to the door and they go, "Good afternoon, Brendan. Good evening, Brendan. Good morning, Brendan."
When Uber Eats drivers know you.
Yeah.
This wouldn't happen to you, I imagine. So, you know, they send you a text saying your Uber Eats order is here?
Yes.
Anyway,
they always do that, but they're not there. So I go to the door and it's always like a couple of minutes after.
Oh, really?
Really annoys me.
Well, I know, but I guess they're about time efficiency. So they'd rather you wait a minute than they have to sit out the front for 10 minutes with cold food. Anyway,
very
I'm just
point.
Thinking it through. So a text message comes through. Hello, your Uber Eats order is here. The person wrote back, "Oh, I'm coming. Are you at the main entrance? ? And then the Uber Eats driver, I love this, with a bit of sass, writes back, "No, I'm on top of the building. I just landed my helicopter." And then they followed it up because they realised they wanted to keep their job with, "Yes, I'm at the main entrance."
Sassy.
Oh, I love a bit of sass. See, I can't do sass. I want to be able to do sass. And 13, 10, 60.
Attitude, isn't it? It's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, if you're good at sass.
But not
call
quite
in.
Like that.
Please do not ever do that ever again. Did we film that?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was too busy trying to solicit and do Byron's job. I missed what he did.
Were you
impersonating Oprah? What were you doing?
He did a little bit of this.
Okay. Yes.
I know you didn't.
Joshua's on the line. Are you there, Josh?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Josh. I won't lie. I thought we'd get more females calling, but I love
just
that guys
quite
are
normal.
Doing sass.
It's not that sassy.
Josh, give us a...
Sass is everyone.
Yeah, no, I agree. We shouldn't discriminate. How'd you go with sass?
I love walking into a shop and you say to the person there, "Hi, how are you?" And they completely ignore you. And I just stand there. "I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for asking. It's so kind of you. I so appreciate it." And they stand there looking at you like, "What's just happened?"
Yeah, good. Good. Sass. Yeah, sass. Maybe, Byron, you could add a little bit of, a bit more sass to his comment, maybe.
How would you do that? I was barely listening. You didn't sound very sassy.
Come on, don't be like that.
What happens?
You have the nerve to mock Josh after what you did before.
Oh, no, you didn't, Josh. No, that was terrible. Don't worry about that.
That was really bad.
Well, where's the other callers?
Trixie was a little bit sassy yesterday in the snow.
Yeah, Trix. My daughter has sass.
Yeah, she was the best.
Now we've got Sam from Bundoora. Hi, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Sam, great. Another guy. Okay. I love guys doing sass. Now, I won't lie, we haven't had great sass on the airwaves yet, Sam. Are you going to let us down?
No, I'll be pretty good, I reckon.
Okay, good. Back yourself in. I like it. Give us a bit of sass.
So what happened was I was working in a pizza shop, and I called them to say your pizza's out the front. They're like, "Oh, can you keep it hot?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'll just go pull out my oven out of the car and heat it up for you again."
Yes! That's what we
bang!
Need!
That's
sass!
Sam.
Well done. We got there in the end, guys.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
For any women who are pregnant right now or maybe thinking about getting pregnant one day, some research out today. That pertains to them. It's encouraging expectant mums to be healthy. I've got to say, I love research that comes out suggesting people stick to a healthy diet and moderate exercise, Fev.
Yes, and after watching that video of Byron and I tobogganing, I look about 6 months pregnant.
You look great.
I'm an expecting
dad. Can you
dad.
Stop watching that video over and over? It's weirding me out.
I can't
and can,
stop.
Can professors and academics stop researching things that we already know?
Sure.
I don't know. I've
never been pregnant, Boxy, but obviously you have.
Yes.
If I was pregnant, I'd eat whatever I want. Because you get cravings. You just eat whatever you want. Whatever your little bub is telling you inside that they want. Because when you eat, I know when Alex was pregnant, she got turned off a few foods that she did like.
Mm.
Obviously because the baby didn't like that.
Yeah.
So they're rejecting it. So just eat what you like.
Do you know what's fair? It's funny you say that because when I found out I was pregnant, and I think, Byron, you've known me for quite a long time, health's not my not my number one,
well,
is it? It's not easy for me to eat greens.
You were great.
And
you were great to work with. I wouldn't say physical movement was a big thing for Fief.
Well,
I don't think it's just pregnancy. That fruit platter got sat there and we said, give a fruit platter to.
We're not the show that eat fruit. But I remember when I found out I was pregnant, I went to the supermarket. I was buying salmon and I was grilling it and I was getting bok choy and I was eating vegetables I've never even heard of because I thought, I'm going to give this baby the best start in life. And then morning sickness kicked in, and it really kicked in.
Yeah.
And I remember my obstetrician, Vicky, she was brilliant because she said, because I sat there and I went, Vicky, I can't eat. And then I started to lose weight. And she was like, you're losing weight. And I said, because I can't eat all this healthy food. It makes me feel quite sick and I'm going to be sick. And then I remember when she said to me, Fee, just eat whatever you want. And I went straight to the South Melbourne market and I ate a bag of dim sims and it was the best I've ever felt. And I ate whatever I like. And I remember Byron in meetings, I was requesting bean bags.
Yes, Fief wanted bean bags placed all over the radio station.
Just we had so a
bean
bag. Flop down.
There was one in the studio. There was one in a boardroom. There were bean bags down the corridors.
Yes.
And you would just plonk yourself on one.
Yeah, and I remember one of our beautiful producers at the time, Kerry. She just, when I walked into the office, she said, okay, I've got Mars bars, Snickers, Kit Kats. Which one do you want?
And I know exactly what you're talking about because a very prominent listener of the show, my brother, his fiancée is Megan, is pregnant with their fourth child.
Yes.
Another girl.
Another one.
Yeah, girls
there's a lot of
roll.
There's a lot of favolas getting around. And he said that he sat in a donut line last night at 10 p.m. because Megan had cravings for donuts. And he's like, you got to keep her happy. I will go line up for donuts. If that's what they want, they have.
I think we all know Jace might have had a couple himself.
What?
Well, Jace loves a donut.
Does he?
We all love
donuts.
He
looks like a donut.
I wouldn't have gone there, Byron. But I think the point is, girls, when you're pregnant, you know what? Just do whatever you need to do to get through. It's all good. Don't listen to researchers
well
or professors.
Yes, eat what you like.
Just have whatever you need to get through it.
Definitely.
Exactly right.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Is it amazing, the segment where you call in with an amazing story? It's the sort of story you've been busting to tell people. It's when you go out and you're at a party and you go, I want to share this. This will get, everyone will just love me and they'll think I'm the king of the party and I'll get, I'll pick up probably. So it's Friday. You might be heading out to the pub.
When you've got nowhere to go, maybe pick up.
I might pick up. So 1360, call in with your amazing stories. And to kick it off as a great example, one of our brilliant producers who's done an amazing job up here this morning, speaking of amazing, Bridget. Bridge, you are going to contribute to the show. Now, you've been great this morning, but you could let the show down with one really unfortunately bad story.
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to pick up with this one.
Okay, good. No, this had better be amazing.
Okay, so I recently bought a washing machine for my new house.
Mm-hmm.
I got a contact to buy a second-hand washing machine off someone I did not know, picked up the washing machine, bought it off a really lovely woman. Anyway, a week or two later, I found out that person is actually your makeup artist, Fee.
Fo?
Yeah, Fo.
That's you. You went and picked up a washing machine that you bought off my friend Fo.
Well, I mean, they all live fairly locally. I think Fo just lives in the same suburb.
If I was on the buttons, I'd say, that was sort of shit.
Whoa.
Okay, let's hit the button. Here we go.
That's not amazing.
Thank you so much, Bridge. I mean, look, you'd never know with these stories. Sometimes they just miss the mark.
Why? That was good.
She's heartbroken.
All your hard work, Bridgie, for the whole day has just been let down with one simple washing machine
story. Can we improve it?
Nick from Geelong. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, great, Nick. Nick, we're finishing the show. We're up at Buller. We're in good spirits. I think you're a fair chance of getting this across the line. What's your story?
So yesterday I was listening to the 9 at 9 with Keggs, and the song came on, Kung Fu Fighting. Yeah. And I thought, oh, this is great. Haven't heard this song in ages. And it reminded me of the movie Beverly Hills Ninja. Not too sure if you guys remember that one.
I really want to watch
this movie sometime soon. And during the afternoon, I was sort of going through my emails, and I seen an email from Netflix come through with new movies they've just added. And it so happened to be a coincidence that they've just added Beverly Hills Ninja.
Get out.
Wow.
I. No, Nick.
Mind blown.
No.
Yes. Amazing.
I would have given it a 10 out of 10 if he had said Skeegs.
Yes, he calls himself Skeegs when he's at Mount Buller. But
I love that. And a great example, Nick. It's not a big, it's not like, you know, a massive coincidence in life, but that does happen. When you think of something, then it appears in front of you.
Yeah.
I love that we're giving him credit for that.
Is it amazing, and I'm happy for it to be shot down here, guys, but is it amazing that when you go to the bar here at the Mount Buller Chalet, you can actually order a drink named after Keegs called the Flaming Keegs?
Okay, we'll go to Eve.
Yes, it's amazing.
Caroline Springs. Hey, Eddie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Eddie. We're in good spirits. I reckon you're a fair chance of having an amazing story. What is it?
When I was younger, we went to Hawaii for a family holiday. And I come running out the water down the beach. I was about 12. And I fell on my towel, flicked a bit of sand on the bloke next to me. My mum goes, oh, what's the man next to you? So I turn around to apologise, and it was Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, my God. Yes, what's the amazing?
We were just talking about a movie called Beverly Hills Ninja.
And then the Karate Kid
And the Karate
mentor.
Kid gets mentioned.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing. That in itself is amazing.
Can't believe we're going to another caller.
I know. That could have been going out on a high. Good. But, Angela, a lot of pressure on you. Angie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're bracing ourselves. What's your amazing story?
Well, it wasn't actually me, it was my parents. Last year they won $17,000 in Tax Lotto, and then the week later they replayed it and they won $21,000 again.
Solid, it's a couple of good solid wins.
Byron, you're looking at me quizzically.
It's not the jackpot, it's like Division 6.
Yeah.
Hang on, back-to-back lotto wins, one week after the other. I'm going rogue here. Of course that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing.
The thing is, Boxy, that should have been like the first or second caller.
Who back in the studio went with, I bumped into Mr. Miyagi in Hawaii and then went, oh, no, but that Division 6 lottery caller.
Guys, that was me. No, like, I thought
we were on the panel operator. James Blake back at base. He's decided.
Now, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
But James, yeah.
I'm willing to say that decision wasn't great. You could even say that.
That's not amazing.
James,
can we take this moment to applaud you for the great work you've done working that panel this morning and to just insert yourself in the show at the end?
He's still talking.
Shut your mic off, mate. Let's play the bed and wrap the show.
Stop talking.
It's been a fun one, and we'd like to thank Mount Buller. They always make us so welcome.
I thought you two in a toboggan naked was the highlight, but maybe James has become my highlight.
James is trying to take someone's job.
James Blake, panel operator, James Blake.
BBJ, Fair Byron and James.
I'll be on the billboard soon.
James, stop.
That Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up might make you laugh, but it's not going to warm you up. Luckily, Subway's new steak with caramelised onion relish sub will warm you up. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants.